Okay, good morning. We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Mishnayos, Dalet, and Hey. The Mishnah tells us, Ve'elu min ha'alachus shenemru ba'aliyas be'chananya ben Chizkiah ben Guryom k'sharalu lebakro. The story is told about Chananya ben Chizkiah ben Guryom, who understood that when Chazal wanted to go ahead and put the book of Koheles into Geniza, he got visibly worried. And so he went up to the attic, and he decided to fix up Sefer Yechezkel to try to make it fit with the Torah itself. And so the Gemara says about him, Biram Zachor Oso Eish Latov, you should remember him well, because if not for him, El Malehu Nigna Sefer Yechezkel, the Sefer Yechezkel would have been destroyed. So when the Chachamim came to visit him, Nimnu Virabu Beishamai Abeisilal, then Beishamai and Beisilal were accounted for, and Beishamai had greater numbers that day. Ushmona asa dvarim gosu bo bayom, and on that day they passed 18 ordinances, 18 gezeros that are now known as the Yud Ches Davar. There are a disparate number of issues that they decided on that particular day. And this situation is identified and expanded on both in the Mefarshei HaMishnah as well as in the Gemara. The Mishnah continues in Mishnah Hey, which deals now as an introduction to the rest of the issues in the Perek, dealing with the question of things that one starts on Friday that continue on their own on Shabbos, which is the discussion of some sugya we call the issue of Shvisas Kalim. So here we come to Machlokas Beishamai and Beisilal. Beishamai Omrim, Ein Shorin Diovis Amamanim Bekarchinen, Elek Deishe Yishoru Mibodyom. A person cannot now soften up ink and other types of dyes and chestnuts into the water unless these things, gallnuts, unless these things are all of a sudden done with enough time for them to have their effect while it's still daytime. Beisilal says you are allowed to go ahead and do so. And the logic of Beishamai is that a person, in the same way that a person has to be concerned about Shvisas Kalim, so too, in the same way that a person has to be worried about himself doing Malacha and his animals doing Malacha, a person has to make sure that his Kalim don't do Malacha on Shabbos as well. Beisilal is of the opinion of the Torah specifically limits him and his animals, him and his servants, but not his kalim, and so therefore there is no halachic problem with the kalim continuing to work on Shabbos, provided that he set them up from before Shabbos. This machlokas will carry us well into tomorrow and the upcoming days, and Bezras Hashem will continue tomorrow morning.